MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. The Green Party in Joplin announced a candidate for the state legislature last night. KZRG reports Neosho High School government teacher Conan Gillis will be running for Missouri Senate in District 32 come November 2018. A lawsuit from St. Louis University has been dropped because the state has agreed to offer full coverage for drugs that cure hepatitis C. Major health insurers have been covering the drugs for anyone with the ailment, but a state agency has balked at covering most Medicaid patients because of high costs. St. Louis University Law Professor John Ammon thinks the state was irresponsible to deny treatment of a drug that actually cures a debilitating ailment.
It was Department of Social Services who had this very restrictive policy that allowed people to suffer needlessly. These drugs were available to cure them, and the state would not cover them.
Ammon thinks the pressure of the lawsuit weighed heavy on the state to change its policy. The largest producer of steel in the United States will be building a mill in Sedalia. Reporter Jeff Spalding at MissouriNet Sedalia affiliate KDRO says the celebration took place Tuesday at the state fairgrounds.
Governor Greitens and Nucor announced today the company will be investing more than $250 million to build a steel bar micro mill, which will create more than 250 high-paying jobs.
And here's the thing. These are good jobs. These are good jobs with a strong paycheck. It's a job that you can raise a family on. A job where you can pay a mortgage. You can buy a truck. You can put aside some money for kids to go to school. These are good jobs.
Greitens credited a team combining state and local officials, Kansas City Power and Light, and the Union Pacific Railroad, plus the hardworking residents of Missouri, for being able to bring the plant to the Show Me State.
Independence Police near Kansas City have issued a silver alert for 64-year-old Robert Resch, who has dementia and a stroke-related illness. Missouri's minimum wage is set to increase 15 cents to $7.85 an hour next year. The Missouri Department of Labor announced the hike from the current $7.70 an hour. The increase takes effect January 1st. Tipped employees must also be paid at least $7.85 an hour next year. Employers must pay at least half that and need to make up the difference if employees don't make at least that much with tips. The increase is the result of a law approved by voters 10 years ago. The highest volume of travelers in one dozen years will be on America's and Missouri's roads, railways, and in the skies this Thanksgiving weekend. AAA spokesperson Mike Wright says a strong economy is fueling a bustling time for the travel industry.
Nationwide, we're going to have about 51 million Americans on the roads, the airways, and the railways.
AAA expects most drivers will pay the highest Thanksgiving gas prices since 2014. Those flying to pay the lowest average in 5 years for round trips to the top 40 domestic routes. You're listening to Missouri Net News.